and then she ended the telephone conversation with my father saying,
"Mr. Barrett, Oliver does want you to know that in his own special way..."
She paused for breath. She had been sobbing, so it wasn't easy. I was much too astonished to do anything but await the end of my alleged message.
"Oliver loves you very much,"
she said, and hung up very quickly. There is no rational explanation for my actions in the next split second. I must never be forgiven for what I did. I ripped the phone from her hand, then from the socket, and hurled it across the room. "God damn you, Jenny! Why don't you get the hell out of my life?" I stood still, panting like the animal I had suddenly become. Jesus Christ! What the hell had happened to me? I turned to look at Jen, but she was gone. I mean, absolutely gone, because I didn't even hear footsteps on the stairs. Christ! She must have dashed out the instant I grabbed the phone. Even her coat and scarf were still there. The pain of not knowing what to do was exceeded only by that of knowing what I had done. I searched everywhere.